Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Mark Minnick, director, choreographer of Grease.
Yes, Grease, one of my personal all-time favorite musicals, and I'm sure I'm not alone. Grease is always the word. It's still the word. It's running now through June 11th at Toby's Dinner Theater. How's it been going so far? It's been open for a couple weeks, right? What's like the audience reaction so far?
Okay, well, we have been sold out. We opened on March 24th. Every performance has been sold out. And the people are loving it. They are cheering after every number. Not just polite applause, but cheering. And at the end, they get standing ovations, screaming and cheering because we do this great hand jive finale. So again, sold out. They've been loving it. We do have seats available almost any show. People can call our box office to find that out. But Tuesday and Wednesday nights actually have the best availability at this time.
I feel like, I mean, you guys always pick good productions, but when you announce Grease, I feel like there's no like extra promoting you have to do to get people out. Like, I feel like that's just a pretty universally loved, like people rushing to see it. It has to be, right?
Absolutely. To be totally honest with you, we did the title back in 2019. So it is a little early for us to bring a title right back. But after the past few years we had with COVID, we needed to be smart and pick a title that we knew would bring people out to the theater. People are, you know, they're just now, we're getting back into full swing. Audiences are coming out. They're ready to have a good time again. And they're ready to spend their money on something they know they're going to love. And people love Grease. So we made a business decision to do it. Now, I personally love Grease because I have a long, long relationship with the show. And I think there is such incredible value in the title. It brings such joy. It's like, it's just a total nostalgic tour through the 50s. And the, you know, the audience, you can feel them, they come in, they're excited, they're ready. And when the first beats of the music, boom, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-da-da, what starts for summer nights, you see people sit up in their seats, their heads start to go, their bodies start to bob. They love it. It brings incredible joy to people. And I love that.
Now, you said you had personal history with the show. What do you mean? Tell us about your, I guess, your previous iterations with Grease.
Oh, sure, sure. I have directed and choreographed Grease more times than I can even remember. I had the opportunity, I used to work with a touring company called Phoenix Entertainment, and we produced the national tour of Grease for 3 years. Frankie Avalon was actually our teen angel in some of our big highlight markets.
So you got to work with Frankie Avalon.
Absolutely. And he was amazing. Kind to everyone, would stay after. Yeah, bring your parents back. Let them say hello to me. Come on, come on. Going out to the Italian restaurants with the kids after the show. He was incredible. Incredible. And when he came out, when the music started, and he was revealed, the audience went crazy for him. Oh, they loved it. All the ladies that show up in their pink lady jackets screaming for him. But we did the tour for 3 years, and then I had the opportunity to stage it in Macau, China, for an arts festival. I helped stage the Korean tour, the China tour. I put up a production in Istanbul, where we performed an outside arena. And it starred as teen angel Kıvanç Tatlıtuğ, who is one of the biggest stars in Turkey for TV and film. And it was amazing. We rehearsed and teched in the middle of the night because it was an outside venue right on the Bosphorus. And that was an amazing experience to spend a month in Istanbul. And while we were doing that, Rihanna was scheduled for a concert. So one night we finished Grease, and then we spent all the next day taking down our set, loading it out so they could load Rihanna in. They did the Rihanna concert, and then the next night we loaded ourselves right back in to continue Grease. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So, and then of course I've done a couple productions at Toby's, the old Toby's Baltimore, and I just love it. Every cast that I do it with has an amazing time. They form great bonds because it's such a carefree, fun show. And the experiences have been great. And I think, again, I love it. I see such great value. And I impart that in every group that does it with me. And this current group, we're having a blast.
I'm with you entirely. It is just, I just smile thinking about it. Awesome. Well, without further ado, let's remind folks, it almost needs no explanation, but just so I have a soundbite for the radio, the story, what's going down at Rydell High, you know, the time period, the main characters, give me just a little basic setup.
Well, Jason, it's 1959 at Rydell High and all the greasers and pink ladies are back. Danny, Sandy, Rizzo. It's a story about, you know, it's a nostalgic tour through the 50s. You know, we lightheartedly address some of the challenges of the era and, you know, making decisions and making choices in life as we navigate our own integrity and the overwhelming desire to fit in and please those around us. High school drama. But then there's also, you know, the fun of summer nights where Danny and Sandy have different, you know, they're telling their gang different stories about what they did in the summer. We have a lot of songs. You know, the musical premiered on Broadway in 1972. So like last year was its 50th anniversary and the movie back in 78. And the movie differs from the Broadway show a little bit. But we were granted permission by the authors of the show to use some of these songs from the motion picture. So
which ones were you granted permission from the movie that might not have been in that original Broadway musical?
We are able to do Sandy's Hopelessly Devoted to You. And
that is just an ultimately sing-alongable song, right? Love singing that song. Like, I'm just sitting there like, now there's nowhere to hide since you pushed my love aside. And the audience must just sing along.
I'm telling you, they cheer at the end. And our gal is just stunning on it. And then the finale on Broadway is a song called All Choked Up. But we are doing You're the One That I Want, of course.
Okay.
Everybody loves
it. Was that in the Broadway show, though? It just wasn't the finale?
In the Broadway show.
So You're the One That I Want, fun trivia for listeners, was a straight up Olivia Newton-John, rest in peace now, and John Travolta, that was added for the movie by them.
Correct. Awesome. Yep. We were also granted permission to do something different with our beauty school dropout number, where the teen angel comes down and gives Frenchie advice on, sticking in school. And we have done something totally different. So it's not a Frankie Avalon version per se. It is kicked up with a gospel feel to it. It rocks the house. And again, they scream and cheer. It's really a new, fresh highlight in this production.
I freaking love it. And if you can't tell, I just want to listen to all these songs all over again.
Yeah, well, it does.
You know what I mean? Oh, man, it's just good stuff.
It's great stuff. The music brings incredible joy to people. And what's more important than that? Come out to the theater, sit back, smile, nostalgia, joy. It's a great time.
Yeah, you mentioned Summer Nights, how they're telling different versions of what happened over the summer. What are some of the other ones we haven't hit? You did Hopelessly Devoted. Oh, Grease Lightning. Tell them about how's Grease Lightning unfold for you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, we're a small in the round theater, so we have to get our car through doorways to come into the theater. So yeah, people have to come and see how we do that. But we do have a car. We have a car. The car lights up. The car kind of dances with us. We drive it around in our in-the-round intimate little theater. And again, they love it. The guys all come out. We put all the men in it, and it's hot. They're great in it.
And how about you mentioned You're the One That I Want was, you know, invented for the movie, but you get permission to do it. Visually paint me a picture. Is it like at a carnival with the funhouse stuff, or how do you guys do it?
It is not in a carnival. So what we are permitted to do is take one song out and put the other one in. So we can't rewrite location per se, but it does work. In the movie, as you said, it takes place at the carnival. But here at Toby's in our production, it takes place at the Burger Palace. Mm. So the guys are going in to grab a burger and Sandy comes in deciding to make a choice to fit in with others and meet Danny halfway. And it takes place there in the Burger Palace. So we have the ice cream counter that they get on top of. We have the booths that everybody's dancing in. It's great.
Hoo, 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 honey. All right. And then it ends, of course, with, I assume, like the movie, we go together and all the fun, ram-a-lama, dingity, ding-da-dong stuff.
Absolutely. We Go Together actually ends the first act. And then in our big extended finale not mega mix, but there's a big extended finale to Grease where We Go Together is in that again. And again, it's choreographed. It's so exciting. The music really kicks up. It fills the room. The lights are going crazy all over the walls. It is just, it is spectacle. It is exciting. The people love it. And they do. They sing along with the whole thing.
Awesome. I mean, we could talk all day. Like, we didn't even mention there are worse things I could do. Like, there's so many amazing songs in this production.
And a lot of people sometimes tend to poo-poo Grease. Oh, Grease. But it's like, no. The value in Grease is that they are characters everyone can relate to. It's humorous. There are some serious moments to give it some levity at times. And the music, like I said, the music is just feel-good music. Song after song after song makes you cheer, brings back memories, gets you moving in your seat. And when Rizzo walks in, hey, 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 the people love it. And at intermission, the people are talking, oh, I was a Sandy in high school. Oh, I was a Rizzo. I mean, they just love it. They come in there. We have people show up in T-Bird jackets, Pink Lady shirts and jackets. They're really coming out to celebrate and have a good time. And that's what's special about the show. A lot of times you go to see a show, you show up. These people make it an event. They show up in costume, in character, ready to just sit there and have a great time.
I love it. I love that everyone gets sort of dressed up and comes to see it. What? I'm curious why, you know, from your perspective, why do you think, you said that, why do you think some people poo-poo it? Or, you know, and earlier you said you've always been defending the value of it. Why? Go into that a little more. Why do you think it is? Do people think it's not, like, serious enough of a show? Or what? Why? Because I, as you can't tell, I see the immense value. I love it to death.
And I do, too. I don't know. Maybe it's just talking to different people in the arts who, oh, Grease, you know, it's not Sondheim. It's not heavy. I said, but everything does. There's a little something for everybody. That's why there's chocolate, vanilla, strawberry ice cream. That's why there's comedy, horror, drama. There's a little something for everybody. And Grease, it fills a different niche for everybody. I think people think the story, oh, Rizzo, you know, she might be pregnant. And then at the end, she finds out she's not. And that's how the show wraps up. It's like, well, okay. Yes, they don't dive into that. But it was a serious issue at that time. And to address that, you know, in a kind of lighthearted way, and in the script. But in her song, she does get a moment to tell people who she is. Don't judge what I show on the outside. There's more to me than meets the eye. And let me tell you what that is.
Right. And it's not just Hickey from Kaneki. Then she goes deeper in the song, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then it makes Sandy think, you know, there's more to everyone that meets the eye. And like I said, it sends, they say maybe it sends a bad message, but to me, Grease was, it was a different time. And still today in our youth, I think everyone's making choices and decisions, trying to navigate their own integrity and an overwhelming desire to fit in and please others around us. Look at social media. It's still doing that today. And at that time, that's what it was too. They say, oh, come on, Sandy, smoke. It won't kill you. And she says, I don't smoke. And everyone turns and looks at her. You don't. Well, what? Everybody did. That's just what everybody did back then. And it's humorous now because Rizzo says, go on, give it a try. It ain't going to kill you. And then because we know better now, it elicits a laugh. It's, you know, and that's just one of the small things. But again, to me, everything doesn't need to be so deep and heavy handed. Sometimes a nice laugh and a joyous memory is just what you need. I was sitting at a Wednesday matinee 2 weeks ago, and there was a table of seniors next to me, and every reference, Italian Swiss colony, wow, it's imported. Like all these little jokes and references to the time period. She just laughed and smiled and chuckled, and her body went up and down. And it was so joyous for me to watch her have such a wonderful afternoon. Look at the past. She said to me, oh, I had a poodle skirt just like that girl in the ensemble. Oh, the hairdos. My friend had a hairdo just like Frenchie. And I was in a gang too in school. And we were called. It was just, she started talking about her past. So she came and got to think not just what was on the stage, but about her life in the past. And that's the value of Grease.
Exactly. And, you know, you and I, obviously, based on our gigs, and we can talk the heaviest of highbrow stuff all day long and love it too. But it takes all kinds. And to me, like you're saying, I mean, you're describing the woman smiling in the audience, or if you go up to anyone on the street, they're probably not going to quote you Sondheim. But if you say Grease, they could sing you about 20 songs from it and quote you know what I mean? Like everyone loves it.
Absolutely. I mean, you saw the Super Bowl when they did the new T-Mobile commercial with the two guys from Scrubs, and then John Travolta's walking in. Tell me more. Tell me more. People love it. You're right. They know it. They love it. And you know, makes you smile.
Yeah. And the mega mix was like, you still hear that at weddings and on the radio and stuff. And the Grease, the Rise of the Pink Ladies is a new prequel series coming out. It's still everywhere. I guess tell me about real quick about, I guess this is, it's clearly you've performed it so many times, but this is the first time you've done it since the death of Olivia Newton-John. Does that bring a little extra, you know, tear to the eye every time you see those Sandy scenes now? It's a little different now.
Well, it is a little different. I've been an Olivia Newton-John fan all my life. I mean, from some of her first albums, I have one called, you know, Totally Hot, and just love her. And it was very sad. And I said, well, you know what? This is a perfect time to be doing this title. You know, we're not pushing anything out about that, because, you know, when people come, we don't want, that's for them to take on their own. We don't put that out there. This is to come have a good time. But for me personally, absolutely. I mean, I love Olivia Newton-John, and she brought something so special to it. The performances of Olivia and John Travolta, that's what really cemented the show in everyone's memories. I mean, just her smile, her ease, her beauty and simplicity, you know, the vocals. I mean, we can go on and on and on about her singing, but just when she turns and smiles, it just makes you smile. Same thing. Like sometimes I would say to Danny at the beginning of the show, when Danny Zuko, because I said, the first thing you do, just turn and smile. And when your eyes beam and you give them that Danny smile, we got him. And we go from there. Then the rest of the show will take off from there. But, exactly. You know, it was a loss, and
you know. It really was. And I like how you worded that Newton-John and Travolta sort of cemented those characters, because they didn't. I mean, originally Broadway was what? Barry Boswick and Carol, how do you say it? DeMoss?
Yes, Carol DeMoss. But, you know, it also, I think that's how you say it. But the Broadway production had everybody and their mother in it. I mean, yep. Richard Gere was Sonny, Mary Lou Henner, Adrian Barbeau, Peter Gallagher, Treat Williams. I mean, so many people were in Grease.
And was Travolta in it in a different role?
He was. He was Duty.
Right, right. Exactly.
Like a replacement Duty, actually.
Right, that's right. Because when I interviewed him, he did some movie a couple years ago and came to DC, and I was asking him about how he thought to do that, you know, the falsetto, the nah, that one. And he was like, well, I can't take credit. I was in the supporting cast as Duty, and I just sort of borrowed that from that was in the Broadway, you know, they did that in the Broadway. But that's right. It's all coming back to me, man. Just talking to you always brightens my day, and I'm sitting here gushing over Grease, and I always knew I loved it, but you don't realize how much you love it till you get talking about something.
It's amazing. And I'll tell you what some of the, like I said, I had so many friends in it. I was able to take people from different productions I've done and take them overseas. Going to Macau, China, and Istanbul, I took people that did productions with me at Toby's and here locally. The talent in DC, in the DC Baltimore area, is incredible. And just because you live in New York doesn't make you more talented. It means you live in New York. And that's where a lot of the auditions are. And you have better, easier, more affordable access to go to the auditions than you would, say, in DC. But when I was working for Phoenix Entertainment and casting shows, we'd go to New York, but I would always either audition here or look at the local talent. And I took so many people overseas with productions of Grease. My production in Istanbul had like 5 or 6 people that worked at Toby's. Love and it. People that went on to Broadway. Caroline Bowman was Rizzo for me in Istanbul. And Caroline Bowman is now out as Elsa on the Frozen tour, was in Kinky Boots and Wicked on Broadway. Yeah. I mean, Jake Odemark was in Kinky Boots on Broadway. He was Kinnicky for me, and he was my Danny at Toby's, but over in Istanbul, Kinnicky. I took so many people over with me because the talent here in DC area, I'm sorry, it can't be matched.
Well, go into that a little bit. Who are some of the local talent that are playing, you know, Danny and Sandy and Rizzo and everybody?
Oh my gosh, we have an amazing cast. Our Danny Zuko is Patrick Gover. And anybody who saw Rocky or Ghost, he played Rocky, and he played Sam, the Patrick Swayze character in Ghost.
He's on a roll getting these leads.
Well, let me tell you something. not only is he a talented, nice looking kid, but he is so kind and so generous. And he leads a cast so well because he is just, again, he is kind and generous and people just love him. And he's so appealing. The audience is, they're eating him up as Danny. Our Sandy is Cassie Saunders. Cassie grew up through Toby's Columbia Center of Theatrical Arts. Her, we call it CCTA. It's Toby's School for Youth. And Cassie was in that program. And I had a chance to work with her a couple times when I went and helped Toby with the program. She graduated college and she came back and I said, you know what? I think Cassie would be a great Sandy. Let me give her a call and see what she's up to. And I brought her in and we chatted. It was nice to catch up. And of course she read and sang. And I was like, I was right. And then Alicia Osborne is Rizzo. Alicia was in our production of Young Frankenstein as Madeline Kahn from Young Frankenstein. She played Elizabeth Banks in our production of Frankenstein. And she was just Judy Haynes in our White Christmas. And Alicia is a very smart actress. And there's such power in her stillness when she tells us about the worst things that she could do. And yet she is so spunky and fun. I love her. And then the cast is some Toby's regulars, but we haven't had a cast with this many new faces to our stage since I've worked there. There's about 10 new people in our show and they are all dynamite. They're bringing such a nice, youthful, fun vibe to the show and we're having a great time.
I guess the only other part, remind them it's a dinner theater. Is there any, I know you have like themed dishes.
Absolutely. Well, we are a dinner theater, which means dinner and show in one location. So again, people can get tickets by calling our box office or visiting Ticketmaster. But if Ticketmaster shows sold out, it doesn't necessarily mean we're sold out. So people should always call our box office first. It is dinner and show, like I said, in one location, free parking. So you come on in. It's a delicious, plentiful buffet, salad, entrees, carving station, dessert, full bar. Our drink for this show is called the Pink Lady. And you get a take home souvenir grease goblet with that. And our buffet, we do kind of have a little fun and name each entree after a character. And I'm going to be honest.
Like what?
Well, I'm not really sure what they are this time, but I do, like, I can't remember. I know there's one that was, they called it the Burger Palace Boys Pork Tenderloin. I said, okay, well, that'll cross a little line, but I don't remember. But I do know that we always have our signature spinach funk. And so it's called spinach funk. It's the one that you want.
Ah, I like it. I love it.
That's our main one for this.
I love it. Well, it's going to be so much fun. Everybody head out to Toby's Dinner Theater for Grease. It's now through June 11th. And if you can't tell, the two of us are geeking out about it. So you will, too. I know it. You'll know every song and dance and sing in the aisles. And it's going to be great.
It is. It's a guaranteed good time.
It is. And I guess let's leave it with this. If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
But boom.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Have a great day.
All right, bye.